climax of the purpose of the creation, the Keseres HaDibros. And if remember Rashi says later on in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perik Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis, Rashi says, Kol sheish meyos v'sholish esrei mitzvos b'chlal Keseres HaDibros sein. The 630 mitzvahs are all, in essence, within a Keseres HaDibros. Rabbeinu Sadia Perish Bazharish Yosel Chol Dibur Vadibur Mitzvahs are Tulus Boy. In every single one of the mitzvahs, the 630 mitzvahs are involved in the principles of the Keseres HaDibros. That's Rashi. But I just want to focus on one very unusual mitzvah. The Keseres HaDibros talks about Averis that we all understand, that is a Chiv, many of them are Chiv of Yehorik Valyavu. What Chiv to give your life up for? There's Avodah Zarah. There's Avodah Zarah, Munav Hashem, which is the fundamentals, obviously. There's the elements of Ritzicha, Leisirtzach. There's Leisinof, which is Gilaroyis. So we have the three big ones. Gilaroyis, Shvichistam, Avodah Zarah, three big ones. We have, obviously, Leisignoiv, which is the element of taking a person's kidnapping or taking a person's liberty. Also a big one, obviously. But right at the end of the Keseres HaDibros, we end off with a very, very surprising one. And that is the Chiv, the Torah commands us, of Leisachmoid. Yeah, Leisachmoid means we're not allowed to be jealous, we're not allowed to covet. Covet somebody else's Leisachmoid, Eishes Re'echel, Avdei V'Amosli. Now, the worst case scenario, a person who does that, there's a lav. A person who does it is even a lav. And whether it's a lav, sheyesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa, whether you get malchus or not, highly unlikely you get malchus for this. Okay, that's exactly what exactly the lav, when exactly the lav takes place. It's the most chomer averis in the Torah. So why does it make it into a Keseres HaDibros? Why does it make it all the way up there? Certainly, it's good midas, and it's certainly the right thing to do, not to be happy with what you have, and ezor osher smech b'chelkoi, certainly. But leisachmid made it into the Big Ten. Why? More than that, Leisachmoid is the last of the Keseres HaDibros, which means that this is how it ends. This is the climax, the absolute perfection of the Keseres HaDibros absolutely is developed in the Leisachmoid. What is so important with the message of Leisachmoid that's supposed to indicate the importance of it and the importance of the Keseres HaDibros, which means the importance of the 613 mitzvahs, as Rashi pointed out. What is the koyach of this mitzvah? So that there are three different points I want to bring out. One is a beautiful thought I saw from Reb Neventhal, which is based on the Ibn Ezra. This Ibn Ezra is a very, very famous Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra asks, Tachlis, Lemaisa, how is it possible not to be jealous? How is it possible not to be over on Leisachmoid? You have a car, yeah, and it's a leaking car. You're not sure whether the condition's the car's going to start in the morning. Yeah, and you got to jump start it, and then it leaks oil, and it's a real nasty car. And every time you stop at the red light, everyone laughs at you. It's a nasty car, right? Your neighbor next door has a full brand new car, and it purrs, and it's very, very hard not to be jealous. How is it? How the Maisa is a Torah mechayev us not to be jealous? How does that work? So the Ibn Ezra has a beautiful piece, and it's worthwhile looking into. He says, "Anoshim rabim yitmu azosa mitzvah." Many people are amazed by this mitzvah. Eich yeh odom sheyachmoy dover yofer belibri. How is it possible for a person not to desire something in his heart? Kol ma'ashu nechmod lemara enov. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. Beautiful new car. How does a person be able to control himself? And he says, "Va'ato etan lachol moshe." Gives you a moshel. And he says, "Da ki ish kafri sheyeshli das nechina, a villager who has a straight intellect, v'huro bas melech shehiyafa, and he sees a princess who's beautiful, leyachmoid oisa belibo. He's not going to desire her. He knows it is way out of his league. There's no way he is going to think, oh, I'm so jealous of this prince. He got the princess. It's way out of his league." He said even more than that. Nobody, he said, is going to be jealous. Atachshu zeh kafri shuke'echu minim shugoyim. He thinks it's crazy. She's ave sheilei knafayim lo of hashemayim. I wish I had. He looks at a bird and he's jealous that a bird has wings that can fly and he can't fly. It's crazy. So he said, "What is the idea?" And he goes through a little piece, to paraphrase it, he says, a person is only jealous if he believes that what the other person has is a similar position that he should be in. And if that's the case, why does this person have what he doesn't have? He's got a car, his friend has a car. I've got a bad car, he's got a nice car. Why don't I have his nice car? In other words, we're in a similar league, we're in a similar position. Why is it that he has more than me? He said, if you understand, he says, he has to understand that when the other friend has something that he doesn't have, it's not pshat that it's similar, it's the same league, but slightly better, and I'm jealous about that. It is not possible that you will own anything unless Ribbono Shel Olam has deliberately given it to you. And therefore, if he's given it to your friend and not given it to you, it should be so foreign to you, this element of having what your friend has, like it's foreign for us to want wings of a bird, or foreign for us to want to get married to a princess. It's way out of our league. It's not shaykh. So when you see the car next door, it's a bird with wings. It's poshut, not yours. In other words, if you work on your munna and bitachon to the extent and you realize that it's not possible to own or not own anything unless someone wants you to have it, then it's poshut, not possible for a person to have a shaykhus or to have a desire for something that is way beyond his league. You know, when I go, I was in Miami not so long ago, it was a few years back, and I went to Biscayne Boulevard at the bottom there. I don't know if you've been. They have all the gorgeous the yachts, all the yachts. The yachts are lined up there, right? I don't have at all a jealousy for a yacht. It's way beyond my league. I mean, I don't know. So I went to a place, an agency there, right? And I saw the window like these yachts. This is like for $12 million, you know, and like. You know, wow. But was I jealous? Absolutely not.
Not for haggling.
Yeah. But it's like, it's way beyond. But then you get the guys who are buying more expensive yachts because they saw his friend. They're in that league. We're posh, not in the league. If your friend has a nicer car, you're not in that league. It seems like you are. You aren't. In other words, the emunah and betochen and rabbein shleilim should be such that it's totally foreign to you. You're totally in a different position. This lesson of Loi Sachmoy therefore teaches us that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is possible. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have it, it's possible. If he doesn't want to have it, it's not possible. Any rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a possibility for something to happen, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to happen should be in our eyes an impossibility. It's not possible. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do a mitzvah, then even if we think it's not possible to do any mitzvah, it absolutely is. Because just like Sachmei teaches us, whatever's Rotzen Hashem will make something possible, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu has commanded us to do creates a possibility by definition. I'm able to do this mitzvah. I'm able to control myself against this Aveira. It seems very difficult. No. Therefore, Leisachmei, therefore, is in Seres Adibros, it is an indication of how we should view every single mitzvah. That every mitzvah should be a possibility, and every Aveira should be an impossibility. It's partially not in that league to do the Aveira. You know, there's certain Aveiras that have become mainstream because society have allowed it to become normal. But it mustn't be normal. Torah says it's not normal, it mustn't be normal, it mustn't be mainstream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rosh Hashem, therefore, by the definition, it should not be possible. Right, that is like Sachman. That's why you go into Seres Adibros. That is one way of understanding it. Yeah.
The mirror side of this is the feeling of pride that I have something and he doesn't.
Yes.
Right? I have the new car.
Yes.
And he only has a broken down old car.
Yes.
So I must be really great. Right. It's the same Aveira, actually. No, I'm not great. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu has chosen not to give him for whatever reason. Give him a crappy car and me a wonderful car.
Right. Absolutely.
So why isn't that the same love?
Gaiva is even worse. Gaiva is like over the Vedas Zara. Yes. Yeah. It's as if you are able to control that I'm the better person and I got what I got, not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Mm-hmm. for whatever reason, for good or for the good or for my bad. It is a very similar thing, just on the flip side, and it fits into Avodah Zarah rather than into the Lisachmud. We've got 6 more minutes to finish 2 more things. another time. Yeah, but I would like to explain afterwards. But let's try and get another couple of ideas in here. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch says a different understanding of why the Sachmid is in the Seres Dibros. He says that if we look on a basic level at the halachos of the Torah, there are many similarities that what the Torah has in common with civil laws, social laws. Lo Signov, everyone understands, you mustn't steal. Lo Sirtzoch, people understand that it's antisocial. Yeah, we have to create laws that you mustn't kill. Different countries have different levels of Lo Sirtzoch. You can kill anybody. You may not kill anybody unless he's Jewish. Yeah, you may not kill your children unless it's a firstborn girl that the Eskimos kill. Right? Lo Sirtzoch has different definitions, but we all understand, have a moral imperative, that Lo Sirtzoch is wrong. And we look at the world in the eyes that Torah tells us things, and it's very similar to the way the world teaches us things. There are various mitzvahs, for example, the mitzvah Leisachmoid, that is absolutely the exception to this rule. It is nobody can ever tell you in any society in the world that there's a law against thinking in a particular way. Now, we are forbidding you to think in a particular way. We may forbid you to act based on what you thought, and we may forbid you to express yourself based on your thoughts, but nobody is going to, they're not going to put down the law that you are not allowed to think in this particular way. Number two, it would be impossible for them to enforce that. You're not going to have the thought police coming along knocking at your door. It's impossible to enforce. When it comes to the Torah says, Loik machshavosai machshavoseichem, Loi dorochai dorochichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a completely different way of running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that I do expect you to think in a particular way, and I will take you to task if you are thinking something wrong. I am to identify what you're thinking, and I am going to be there to make sure that you think the right things. And if you're not, you're over one Aseres Dibros Sachmoid. Why? What's the idea? Why is the Torah expressed in Aseres Dibros? And this is a very, very powerful thought. The reason why people do something wrong, for example, they steal, or they prevent something from being stolen, is very, very often based on a thought at the very beginning. In other words, to come along and to prevent crime from happening by putting metal detectors, everyone will understand that that is losing the battle against gun crime. Obviously, there's a way of battling that earlier on by, I don't know, changing the Second Amendment, or stopping assault rifles, or whatever it is. You can stop gun crime. To stop gun crime by putting metal detectors obviously is not the way of dealing with it. One way of dealing with it is either through legislation or through education. Yeah? But that is a way to deal with it. Rabbi Yishlem says, I'm just telling you, Rabbi Isai, that is already the next stage. There's a way of dealing with any of these crimes even long before that stage, and that is your mind. That is justification that you have in order to allow a crime to happen. That is when the crime has started. The crime only may come into fruition, may come into action when the crime is actually done, but the beginning of the crime takes place immediately when your mind allows it and justifies that crime to happen. When I want to steal my friend's car, the action of stealing may take place when I actually break the window and I hotwire it. But the idea of why, what allows me to take something belonging to somebody else, I justify that by saying, I should have it, he shouldn't have it, I deserve it more than him. That is Loi Sachmoid. Says the Torah right there, stop right there. Stop right there. In any avera you do, don't justify at that stage. Stop there. Because if you stop there, then we're not preventing crimes, not only from occurring, but crimes much earlier on from even being considered possible. And therefore, that is why it's so important, Loi Sachmoid. Loi Sachmoid is not putting up metal detectors. It is stopping us all the way from the beginning to imagine what is right and what is wrong. Our morals have to be in check from the very beginning when the thought process is working. And that's why it's able to make it into Aseres Dibros. Finally, there's a very, very beautiful medrash that says the Aseres HaDibros over here are actually pass it off for just a second. Are actually represented in a much more explained way in Parshas Kedoshim. And the parasha tells you, and then it says a whole bunch of different halachas. And these halachas, if you look through them very, very carefully, are correspond to Aseres HaDibros. Some of them are very straightforward. Ish im of Obif Tirol, yet Yira and Kovod, right? And then it says, Atifna Lalilim, Elahil Masicha Leisasilacho. Then the apostle carries on, the apostle says, Leisignoivu, Leisashova Bishmila Shoke. All these different mitzvahs are relevant to Aseres HaDibros. Says the Simcha Zisul Breida, where is the mitzvah of Leisachmud? How does that represent itself in Parshas Kedoshim, the Aseres HaDibros? He says, when a pasuk says, "V'haftu reyachol kamoicho," he said, where does a person become jealous? And this is an amazing thought. A person does not become jealous when somebody else has something that he doesn't have. A person becomes jealous when the other person has something that he believes the other person shouldn't have because he should have it. A person may not be jealous of somebody who's enormously wealthy and cleverer than him, and he is clearly very close to him, is not one bit jealous of him. A father is not jealous if his son makes it. He may be living in a little hovel and his son's living in a beautiful home, and his son's really enjoying life and he may be suffering. Yeah? He's not jealous of his son, why not? Because jealousy, its source of jealousy is not that I wish I had it, but why does he have it? I don't mind if he doesn't have it, I don't have it. I once saw a fridge magnet. Please Hashem, you know, please God, help me get slim. And if not, allow all my friends to be fat too. Yeah? That is basically the concept of jealousy. It's not as bad. It's not as bad that I have it, I don't have it, but why does he have it? And that's why a person's not jealous of their child, not jealous of very, very close friends you shouldn't be jealous of. Why? Because if you have enough, v'ahavta re'echa kamoicha, Magiel, what do you care? Let him enjoy it. Love him. Baruch Hashem, he has it. I'm very happy he has it. I don't have it, so I don't have it. But let him have it. A person's not jealous of somebody he loves. So we discuss, why is it Aseres HaDibros? And we had three different mahalchim. But one mahalch on Ibn Ezra, that Leisachmai teaches us the concept of mind that we should have to any mitzvah and any avera. That if it's Ratzon Hashem, it's possible. And if it's not Ratzon Hashem, it's not possible. It may seem possible, it may look possible, but it's not in our league to do anything that is against Ratzon Hashem, and it's absolutely within our possibility to do something that is Ratzon Hashem. So that's what Leisachmai teaches. Number one, we taught Leisachmud from Shamsham Tal Hirsch, that Leisachmud teaches us the concept of stopping Averis from the early, from the very root, from the very Shoyrish, rather than allowing to develop and just stopping the action taking place. And the third idea is of stopping Leisachmud is the idea, after Rechel Kamechel. The more you love somebody else, then it'll be. But the Kotzka says, the Pasuk says, Leisachmud. Bear with me. He says, pshat like this. You may be jealous of the guy's car. You may be jealous of the shidduch he has. You may be jealous of... He said, but if you look at him in the whole picture, he may have this, but he certainly doesn't have that. And you have that, right? And if you look at the whole picture, do I really want what he has? Donald Trump. Yeah, he's got this beautiful Trump Tower, but do I really want Donald Trump's everything else he has? Do I really want Bill Gates' everything he has? Yeah, what do I really want? He says, Leisachmud. But you know how to stop it. See the whole package that your friend has. Do I really want to be in this position? Probably not.